Blog Talk Radio.
Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. It's Wednesday night, and we just had a wonderful, wonderful prayer meeting last night. I was so blessed, so edified to hear my brothers sing and the brothers and sisters pray and the teaching, and we have been praying together as a church for a whole year, consistently meeting every Tuesday, building ourselves up in the most holy faith, as Jude says. And let us continue to do so next year as we venture to do more for the Lord in 2023. I hope you're all doing well tonight. As for me, well, in anticipation to the Sunday service coming up and just looking forward to seeing you all again face-to-face and being with my brethren. Let's open up our Bibles to Romans 16, Romans 16. And we want to thank everyone who is praying for our son Daniel. We thank you for your prayers for him and for us. And prayer is that God will do a miracle with Daniel. That's Linda and I's prayer. Romans 16:17, it says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. for they are such, do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, again, we draw near. We draw to you. We come to you. We run to you. We look forward to meeting with you. Oh, what a blessing. What a privilege. What an honor. What a gift from God that he would allow us to come together at any moment, at any desire that we have to come together. Oh, God, we thank you for making it possible through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, Lord, bless us and speak to us tonight, Lord. Put us on guard. Put us, oh, Lord, as sentinels on the wall, as watchmen protecting the flock. Bless us, God, we pray. Let not our labor be in vain. Let us not sleep while the wolves plot. Let us not, Lord, be slack in our duties as the wolves are ready to attack, but make us able ministers of your gospel, ever ready, ever present to do your work, your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We've been looking at verse 18. We started yesterday, and we began by looking at the text. For they that are such serve not. Notice, they serve no one. That's where we left off yesterday. You know, the church, the Christian brotherhood, the Christian fraternity, being disciples of Christ, implies and demands. It just doesn't imply it, it demands it, that we are to serve one another. These people do not serve. They do not. So what do they do if they don't serve? Well, they cause trouble. They serve no purpose other than to cause trouble, than to wreak havoc, than to sow seeds of discourse. Not only do they not serve the membership and the fellowship and the brotherhood, but the greatest sin that they have is that they serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice, they serve not. The greatest sin, I would dare say that the greatest sin a man or woman could commit is to reject God's gift of salvation in the person and work of Jesus Christ. You reject Jesus, that's greater than adultery. People say, well, is God going to put me in hell because I'm a homosexual? Or is God going to put me in hell because I'm a drunkard? Or is God going to put me in hell because I'm an idolater? Is God going to put me in hell because I'm a pedophile? You know, is God going to put me in hell because I'm a thief or a liar? And, yeah, for all those reasons, yeah, you're bound to go to hell for those sins. But the greatest of your sins is not adultery, or even molesting a child, even though that is the, in my estimation, that is a grave sin, one of the gravest of sins. No, the greatest sin that a man or a woman could commit is to be offered by God the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, and you say to God, no, thank you. That's the greatest sin. That's the greatest sin. In fact, let me take you to John 3:16. John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. My translation, this is the great sin. That light is come into the world. Who is light? Jesus. This is the great sin. This is the great condemnation. That light has come into the world, and men love darkness. They can't get enough of darkness. They can't get enough of evil. That men have a proclivity, a love affair with darkness, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. So the great sin of the present day is to reject God's offer of salvation through Jesus Christ, because there's no other means for salvation. There's no other way to be saved. There's only one way to be saved. It's not like God put out 15 or 20 different ways for you to be saved. There's one way. God designed it, and you're saying to God, I don't like it. I don't want it. No, thank you. That's the great sin. Now, here in Romans, it's a double sin. Why? Because for these false teachers are such who serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. I would argue that the second greatest sin is to serve Jesus. The first great sin is to reject him as Lord and Savior. The second sin which humanity commits is not serving him. Now, these hypocrites who infiltrate the church will lead you to believe through their good words and fair speeches that they love Jesus, that they serve Jesus, but it's all a sham. It's all a big lie. They do not serve the Lord Jesus. How do we know that? Well, because to serve Jesus means to serve people. Jesus said to Peter, in John 21, the Gospel of John, the 21st chapter, verse 15, 16, and 17, three times, Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, I love you. Jesus said, go clean my car. Go clean my house. Go trim my hedges. Go mow my lawn. Go shine my shoes. Put $1,000 in my account. No. Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. He says, take care of my lambs. You see, verse 18 again, Romans 16, 18. For they that are such serve not. They don't serve anybody. And the great sin is they do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom interest. They're not servants. Look what Paul says in Philippians 1:1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ. Paul opens his letter to the Philippian church by saying, Timothy, my son in the gospel, and I, we are servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Notice, Paul says, hey, the letter you are receiving comes from me and Timothy, and we are telling you from the onset that we serve the interest of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have received him into our hearts as Lord and Savior. We have embraced him as God's Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. He has become our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior. But now we serve him in a ministerial capacity. And in serving him, we actually serve you. So Paul says, listen, avoid false brethren, avoid false ministers, because they serve no one. And if they were to serve someone, you start out by serving the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, do you love me? He didn't say, do you love the church? Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know I love you. Okay, now prove it to me by serving my sheep. So notice, are you in love with Jesus? And if you claim that you do, that translates into you rolling up your sleeves and serving his people. Is they serve not the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that I do it for Jesus' sake. I do it for Jesus' sake. I serve him, and serving him means serving God's people. That's what it means. That's what it means. False brethren and these false ministers whom Paul speaks of, he says, avoid them. They talk good. They smile good. They say all the right things in order for you to let down your guard. And at the opportune time, they strike. And they cause division. And they set snares in order to destroy the flock. Don't be duped by their title. Don't be duped by their supposed testimonial. Don't be duped by their supposed resume. Don't be duped by their fair speeches and good words, Paul says. It's all a lie. These people do not serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And since they don't serve him, they don't serve his people. They are destructive in nature. So avoid them. Well, we'll leave it there. We'll come back tomorrow to follow up on part three in this series. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord watch over you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen.
Precious memories, unseen angels, sent from somewhere to my soul. How they linger ever near me, and the sacred past unfold. My soul in my soul. In the stillness of the midnight, precious sacred scenes